Put some BTP sports in your cup and listen up.
I came to bring the pain.
What up, though?
I came to bring the pain. Yo, what up, though, BTP fans and supporters, and welcome to episode 10 of BTP Sports Talk After Further Review. I am your host, the Badger, Mitchell Brock. I'm going to get him every week with
every
that.
Every week.
And, of course, as always, with the great sports Morpheus, Q Marcus and the crew. And let's get it cracking. Interesting week in the world of sports today. Now, y'all know us. Like, we typically talk about the game. We pride ourselves on talking about the game, on talking about the sport, on talking about the game in the sport. That's the best way to put it. But there's been some interesting things going on outside of off the field and off the court and things like that. And we're going to get into some of that later. But we are going to kick off with basketball. Of course, it's the NBA playoffs. And we made a lot of headway this week. And I will stand on once again. This has been one of the better already. And we're not even at conference finals yet. A couple teams have punched their ticket, but we're not even started the conference finals yet. And I think this is already one of the better NBA playoff seasons we've seen in a while.
No question.
So last night, the Miami Heat went on and knocked off the Philadelphia 76ers, punching their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals, right? And as we've discussed on numerous occasions on this platform and others, number 13 or number one or whatever number he's wearing this week, James Harden, once again, literally and figuratively dropped the ball in an elimination game. Go for it.
I keep saying the name, and I keep saying, I'm going to keep the analogy alive. Those of you who have been following us, James Harden is a nappy bearded Tony Romo. In the playoffs, my boy is nowhere to be found. Well, let me say specifically, in the big moments in the playoffs,
there you go.
The man is nowhere to be found. He's what, 32 now, I think?
Something like that. 33? Yeah.
You don't get better at this point in your career. This is where you should be building upon what you've already accomplished. What has James Harden accomplished during the big moments in the playoffs? This is what separates the guys like LeBron, Jordan, Magic, Bird from guys like Mitch Richmond, who just put up stats. Yeah, you're going to get in the Hall of Fame, but it's going to be all stats, not accomplishments, not big moments, not, you know, taking over games in playoffs when it really mattered, push your team forward when, you know, you're going through adversity. James Harden is a stats machine when it's convenient,
right?
And that's about it.
Yeah. And he'll get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
he'll get in the Hall of Fame because he's got the numbers. He's got the stats. He's got the MVPs. I mean, if you looked at James Harden's career on paper, technically, he's been to the finals. Remember, he was with OKC when they went to the finals and lost to LeBron and the Heat. So if you look at he's got the stats. He's got the MVP.
He's got a gold medal.
He's got a gold medal. He's got all of the accolades. And you would look at that and you would say, oh, man, this guy had a great career. But if you watched the games, if you watched the big moments, you will see he was nowhere to be found. And that is what separates the greats from the very goods.
Right.
And greatness is a term that encompasses more than your stats or your numbers or your achievements.
It's the extra. It's the stuff that you can't describe. It's the Kobe going for 81. It's the we don't even have to say what Jordan's doing. His name is synonymous with that. It's Magic, Shaq, Bird, Kareem, Hakeem. Those guys just taking over big moments when their team is down. They put that, I got this.
Right.
I've never seen James Harden have that, I got this mentality. Joel Embiid gets injured. He breaks an orbital bone in his face. It's a hell of a job for him to even be.
He only missed one game.
He missed one game.
He literally broke his face and missed one game.
And he's out there wearing a mask and doing well.
And put up 30.
And then I think 12 rebounds.
Yeah.
Sucking it up, getting it done, old school style. James Harden,
Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas put up
Came to the stadium on crutches and tore the Lakers' ass up.
Put up 25 points in one quarter on 1 foot.
Yeah.
That's greatness.
Right.
Michael Jordan played game 6 of the finals with the flu game. We all know what it was.
Right.
We all know he was hungover.
He was hungover.
But whatever it was, you knew he was sick.
Right, right.
He played.
Right.
Larry Bird played an entire game with only his left hand and had a triple-double.
Yeah.
That's greatness.
Right.
Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles tendon.
Walked out there and sank two his free throws and walked off the court and then got carted off to go get treated.
Charles Barkley, kneecap, dislocated his kneecap and said, y'all not carrying me off this floor. I'm walking off the floor.
Akeem Olajuwon, blood clots, played with the special tights or whatever it was so that he can continue to, you know, and then not to mention playing in the finals during Ramadan with nothing to eat during daylight
hours. But water. That's greatness. Finals,
that's greatness.
That's greatness.
Yeah.
Greatness isn't in the big moment, I'm going to disappear, and then they're going to catch me at the club after the game. You know what I'm saying? That ain't greatness, James Harden. He's
probably on his way to the turkey leg hood right,
right now. Right now. He ain't going to get a table.
No. Nah. Well, he probably will. Probably buy the damn place for a day or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, James Harden going Harden.
Right.
I'm pointing.
Yeah.
Pause.
Pause.
Pause. But yeah, so Miami. Now,
that's it. Yeah. I mean, 32 years old.
Be 33 in August. Especially a guy like James Harden, who is in marginal NBA shape to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't the most well conditioned athlete.
Right.
His athleticism is okay.
Mm-hmm.
His first step is what gets him, what really gets, but separates him. That's already starting to diminish.
Right.
So once you can't shoot that ball no more, now what you going to do? When you can't blow by guys on your first step, now what you going to do?
Does anybody remember the last team that Mitch Richmond played for?
I want to say Sacramento, but I don't think that's true. That is a good question.
Yeah,
exactly. So I told you this before, and I'll stand on this. James Harden will get a championship. What James Harden going to do, he's going to do what Gary Payton did. He's going to do what Antoine Walker, all these guys, these greats, Clyde Drexler. Well, Drexler was a big part of the Rockets championship, so I ain't going to put that label on him. Yeah,
he had big moments in the playoffs.
He had moments, right.
He tore it up with the Portland Trailblazers until he ran into Jordan.
And the Pistons.
Right, and the Pistons too. But, I mean, at least he took that Trailblazers team. They beat the Lakers.
Right.
They beat the Rockets. You know, they beat great teams along the way. He had big moments all the way up to the finals. I'm not saying you have to win a championship. This dude can't
got there 2 years in a row.
He can't even give you, he can't give you closeout games in the first or second round.
Nope. He can't even take a team. James Harden has been to the finals, but he was a six man at the time.
Right.
Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant.
KD's team.
Is who, I think KD was the MVP that year, right? So KD and Russell Westbrook took the Oklahoma City Thunder to the championship. James Harden was a six man.
Right.
This was, you know, his beard looked like mine at that time. That's how long ago that was.
Oh, man. You have. Q, I don't know if you can find him, but man,
picture him
without the beard.
Whoever told him to grow a beard is the real MVP.
They're the real MVP. Yeah, keep that beard going, bro, for real.
Yeah, but he'll latch on somewhere late in his career, and he'll get an
asterisk championship.
He'll get a cheap championship somewhere.
The answer to the Mitch Richmond question is that he was on that 2002 team with the Lakers that got the championship. You see, a lot of people don't even remember that. Yeah.
Mitch Richmond got
that was his
a chip with the Lakers?
2001-2002, yep.
Bro, I know the NBA.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Did you know that before you looked it up?
No.
Were you a Lakers
fan? I knew that, but yeah. I didn't remember exactly what year. I didn't know if it was 01 or 02, but yeah. He was on the 2002 team.
I would have lost
He was one of the last guys on the bench, and he got a ring.
I would have lost that bar bet. If somebody would have asked me, does Mitch Richmond have a championship? I would have bet every dollar in my account that the answer was no.
Yeah, he averaged 4.1 points for the Lakers in 2001-2002.
I'd be done.
Last guy off the bench.
I'd be
done. Yeah, there's a guy that played in the league. Okay, come on.
He almost did the Tracy McGrady.
Right.
Remember, Tracy McGrady was a one Ray Allen shot away from getting the ring with the Spurs.
Right.
But we all remember the infamous, you know, Chris Bosh kick out, Ray Allen hits the three, and the Miami wins the championship. A lot of people don't know Tracy McGrady was on that
Spurs team.
He was literally 4 seconds away from getting a cheap championship.
Yep.
You know, and like Matt Barnes, I got all the respect in the world for Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes was on that last Golden State championship team.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I literally did not play a single minute in the finals. I barely played in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I never even picked a ring up. He say, the team trainer still has my ring. And when I do get it, I'm not going to wear it. I had nothing. He said, I'm going to take it because I was on the team.
Right.
But I'm not going to run around acting like, oh, I got a championship. Look at
me. Yeah. I'm a champion. No,
I respect that, bro.
Right. Yeah.
I respect that 100%. Right. You know, so cheap champion. Yeah, you got a ring, but some of them are cheap.
Right.
Some of them are cheap. But.
Oh,
my God. Sorry, Instagram, y'all can't see it, but just Google James Harden without his beard.
The guy on the left is James Harden regular season. The guy on the right is playoff James Harden.
High school James Harden. Hilarious, bro. Hilarious. But so the Miami Heat have punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Championship, and the Boston Celtics staved off elimination last night against the Milwaukee Bucks.
We told y'all it was going to be a tough series, man.
Knock
that
down, drag
out,
bro.
That is a slugfest, man. This is like Rocky versus Drago, man. Like, it's going to go down to like the last minutes of the last game.
I hope so.
That's going to be a hell of a game seven.
This, like I said last week, this has been one of the best championship series, playoff series, I should say, that we all old enough to remember the 80s and the 90s, you know, Pistons versus Celtics, Lakers versus Celtics, Bulls versus Pistons, Bulls versus Celtics. We remember
back
all
then,
those.
Even the conference, like the division and the conference championship games, like the Hawks and the Celtics, or Cavaliers and Bulls, man, those are some tough games, man. Like Suns versus Lakers,
Pacers versus
The Pacers and the Bulls, man, they used to give the Bulls a hard time,
taking them five and six games, you know, six and seven games.
And then when games like and then they had five game series back then. And then you played all five of them games hard.
This what a lot of people don't remember. The year the Pistons won the championship, 2004, they were still playing five game first round back then. Tracy Grady and the Orlando Magic took us five games in the first round. Mm-hmm. We almost didn't get out of the first round and wound up winning the championship.
Right.
That's how competitive the league was back then.
Right.
This series reminds me of that. I mean, you saw game five, Giannis got hit. He's bleeding and he's out there, blood running down his face. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Detroit in the Bad Boys era. That's what I'm used to seeing.
It's guts.
You know, you see physicality. And shout out to the officials for letting these guys play. Mm-hmm. In this series anyway. Mm-hmm. They are letting them play in this series. This has been one of the most physical series I've seen. Mm-hmm. Last night, Jason Tatum went nuts. Mm-hmm. He went nuts on the Bucks. And they got it done, man. So let's talk about that series.
Man, Boston has brought their lunch buckets and their hard hats. They really surprised me. I knew that they were mentally tough, but I didn't know that they were that physically tough. Like, I thought that Milwaukee was just going to beat the hell out of them and, like, just, you know, really approach them from a physical perspective. But I had no idea that Boston can match that.
Right.
And they have matched them blow for blow in this series. And it's really come down to who wants it more. And it's going to come down to the fourth quarter of the last game.
Right. And I'm going to tell you who is the unsung hero of this series, even though it's not over yet. I'm going to tell you, everybody talks about Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, all these other guys with the Celtics. I'm going to tell you who's keeping the Boston Celtics in this series. Al Horford.
Mm.
Listen. I know Jason Tatum had 46 last night. I know Al Horford only scored two, but he had 10 rebounds. And game three or game four, Al Horford hit 30.
Mm-hmm.
Al Horford is the – because I said to myself, there's nobody that will be able to match Giannis on the blocks. And I still say that. But Al Horford is at least getting in the way. And he's producing on the offensive side, too.
Al Horford is doing what James Harden should be doing.
Correct.
He's stepping up his game.
And Al Horford is 35 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
So
he's having a big playoff series. Yeah. Big playoff series.
Yeah. 2 points last night, but he had 10 boards.
Yeah.
Little stuff like that.
Any way that he can contribute.
Yep.
Any way that he contribute. Yep. Even if it's, I'm a park my car where the team bus goes, so they got to walk farther to get in the stadium. Anything I can do to make it harder for the Milwaukee Bucks to send us home, I'm going to do it. That's Al Horford.
And do you know Al?
He probably was broke into their hotel rooms and stole his soap, so they had to go get soap somewhere else, take a shower. Like, anything he can do to make it more difficult for them, that's what I'm going to do.
Do you know Al Horford's voice?
No, I don't.
Exactly, because you don't hear it.
Right.
He don't say a word.
Right.
He just plays ball.
Right.
He's Ray Allen.
Right.
He don't smile.
Yep.
He don't frown. He don't talk.
Right.
He just go out there and do his job.
Yep.
So Al Horford, to me, is the unsung hero for the Boston Celtics in this series. Also, Marcus Smart, who put up 22 last night.
I believe
21.
So. Yeah.
21 last night. Yep. So, shout out to those guys, man. Shout out to those guys. So
you got to respect that.
So, either way it go, this Eastern Conference championship series is going to be off the hook. So, it's going to be the Heat versus either the Celtics or the Milwaukee Bucks. So, it's time. Who you got?
In a Heat Celtics matchup,
no, they got to get there first.
Oh, true.
Who you got?
Oh, the
game
Bucks?
Seven. Yeah, we got game seven.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna step ahead.
Yeah,
I have to go. I gotta go with the ones that's proven it. So I gotta go Bucks. Then they're hosting, correct? Is that Milwaukee?
I thought. I think the Celtics were the number one seed.
No.
Am I wrong?
No, I know the Heat were the number one seed, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, it's in Milwaukee.
It's in Milwaukee.
It's in Milwaukee. You're right.
Home court advantage, MVP of the league. Well, finals MVP anyway. Giannis right now.
Well, he has been MVP twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, of course, which I don't agree with, but, you know, Joker won it this year. Yeah. But, you know. By the way, y'all check out Hoop Jargon. Cliff did an outstanding piece on Jokic being robbed of the Embiid being robbed of the MVP. So y'all go to Hoop Jargon YouTube page and check out that video he did. He breaks it down real good, man.
Yeah, that's what he do.
But yeah, so you got Giannis, you got just that team that's just fighting to repeat, and they're doing it at home. That's why I think that, to me, that's gonna be a bit of a difference maker.
Yeah.
So I would be surprised if they get sent home game seven. But hey. You know,
strange things have happened.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got the Bucks in game seven.
Yeah.
So I got Bucks and Heat in the conference finals. And we'll talk about, of course.
I believe we called it to be a seven-game series anyway.
We did. So by this time next week, we'll be able to talk about the conference finals. So we'll go over to the West. And in a series that I said was going to be a better series than people thought it was going to be.
Right.
The Golden State Warriors took down the Memphis Grizzlies, 4-2. And mind you, the last two games, they were without Ja.
Yeah.
So
they fought hard. Yeah. Man. Like, it was really sad for them not to have Ja. I mean, you know, what would have happened if they had Ja? Like,
exactly.
That ass whooping that they gave them in game five.
What was it, 40? Beat them by 40?
They were up by 50. They had them down by 50 piece. They started bringing in like the ushers and the guy from the pro shop.
What kind of shoes you got on? You want to run? Hey, how you doing? Hey, you got next?
Hey, you on B Street right there. You with the guitar. Come on, you can get some minutes, man. They start bringing in random ass people and they still won by 30 something.
Almost 40 points.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they beat the hell out of them without their best player, man.
Yeah.
So, and then the last game six was competitive also.
Yes,
so,
it was. Yes,
I can't wait to see that refreshed Grizzlies team now that they had their heart broken.
Next year.
Got the whole offseason to just sit home and just soothe it and just let it burn a little bit and work a little extra hard and come back next year.
And they're young.
Man, NBA guards, if you're listening, please give us that series again next year. We need to see.
Yes.
This needs to turn into a rivalry.
Yeah, the Grizzlies.
I think this is the opening shots of a rivalry where the Grizzlies and the Warriors now the old guys. So they used to be the young guys. Now they're the older guys.
They'll be back.
I want to see that series again next year, man.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
And Ja's knee, he just has a bone bruise.
Right.
So it's nothing, no structural damage or anything. So he won't be – it won't affect him for next year. So I think the Grizzlies will be back, man.
Yeah.
But that was a great – even though it was 4-2, it was an exciting series.
Right.
It was some good games. And shout out to Steph Curry, man. After the game, it wasn't no celebrating. It wasn't no – with his teammates, he went right over to Memphis and Steven Adams, and who's another unsung hero.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Adams is so underrated to me. He's so underrated to me. Yeah.
Right.
Went right over to Memphis and congratulate those guys on a good season and saw them out. So shout out to Steph for having that kind of sportsmanship.
Yep.
So they've punched their tickets to the Western Conference Finals, and we got another game seven tomorrow. We got the Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks. Joker and the boys got it done last night. And so we got a game seven. So what about that series?
Man, Suns, I know that you're wounded. Devin Booker clearly isn't 100%. That's very clear to me. Chris Paul has been inconsistent, which surprises me because I really expect him to just dominate that matchup. Mm-hmm. That hasn't been the case first part of the series anyway. Right. So, again, I think the experience is what I'm going with here. Mm-hmm. If I got to pick between a less experienced team and, you know, the team with a grizzled seasoned veteran like a Chris Paul, and the Suns are also a team that went very far. They, you know, they got their hearts broken last year.
They're better.
They're better this year. The
Suns are a better team, period.
They're going to find a way to dig down deep and mm-hmm. get it done. So yep. I'm going with Phoenix.
Same here. Same. I mean, like I said, you can go over the numbers, the analytics, the mm-hmm. this, the that. The Phoenix Suns are just a better team
right.
than the Dallas Mavericks. Right. The Mavericks are pretty much a one-man show.
Right.
And he's not 100%.
Right.
Even though you wouldn't be.
Even though he's putting on a hell of a show. Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think the experience of the Suns wins out.
That's a lot to overcome.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, kudos to the Mavericks, man. They definitely surprised me because I had them go home in the first round. I can't even lie, you know. So they took care of Utah. And yeah,
I agree.
They got the Phoenix Suns on the ropes.
Yeah. So yeah, and anything can happen in a game seven.
Anything can happen in game seven.
Anybody could lay an egg. So I'm not saying I'm betting that Phoenix is going to win.
Right.
But I think Phoenix is better.
I think Jordan even referred to that before. He's like, that's why I never let a team go. Said, nah. When they went to Utah and won that series in six, he told his teammates, y'all don't pack no more clothes. We ain't going to seven.
We ain't going back. Because anything could happen.
We ain't coming back.
Anything could happen, man.
He made everybody bring one change of clothes. We going to finish this tonight.
Yep.
Ain't going to be no game seven. We finished
this tonight. Ain't going to be no rematch. Ain't going to be no rematch. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, Phoenix, they got to get it done. Now, if they don't, this would be a monumental upset
right.
if the Mavericks are able to pull this game seven victory off.
And I would hate to say this, but given that team, and they get, you know, of course, they got some guys they need to pay. Ayton, I think, is coming up for a contract.
They ain't going to pay him.
But you got to, well, I mean, you know, free agency, too. You got to think about that. They may possibly lose him in free agency because there's a lot of teams going to be pursuing a guy like
him.
That.
They'll pay him.
But this could be the curtain call for Chris Paul. He may not be on another team that's gonna
he won't
gonna go to compete for a championship. No. I mean, he's at this is now or never, bro.
Agreed.
Right. This is Apollo Creed yelling, there is no tomorrow.
Right.
This get it done. You gotta get it done tonight, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like you say, this is it for Chris Paul.
Yeah.
This is hands down the best team that he will ever be a part of, in my opinion. He's what, 35, 36?
Something like that, yeah.
So you never know by watching him play.
Right.
But he won't get this chance again. Now at the same time, we said that last year. They went to the finals last year and lost. And I was like, well, I'm going to be honest. I thought Phoenix played over their head last year.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed this year that they didn't. It wasn't a fluke. They were they are really that good.
Right.
So I'm sold on them this year. And I picked Phoenix to win the championship, preseason. Mm-hmm. That was my pick, just by what I saw. So we'll see. And this is the series we wanted last year. Of course, Golden State had all the injuries. Steph was out. Klay Thompson was out. So this is a series we wanted last year, which is hands down the two best teams, assuming Phoenix wins. I'm not, no disrespect, Dallas. Assuming Phoenix wins, the Suns and the Warriors is the matchup that everybody wants to see. So either way it go, whether it's Boston or Milwaukee against Miami, it's going to be a hell of a series.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Phoenix or Dallas, hopefully it's Phoenix against the Warriors, because I think the Warriors might sweep Dallas. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest with you. So
it for sure wouldn't be as good of a matchup. Their backcourt would just
they would destroy those guys, man. So
but
yeah, it'll be good either way. So that's our take on the NBA. So with that said, we got a little bit of business to take care of. Right?
Yes, absolutely. So, speaking of moving on and moving forward, those of you who have been following know that I am now the media captain for the NFL Alumni Association wellness program. So those of you who have been following the challenge or you haven't been following the challenge, go to the website. It's wellnesschallenge.nflalumni.org. wellnesschallenge.nflalumni.org. The NFL Alumni Association is focusing on obesity, tackling obesity, which is one of the core causes for a lot of the health issues that we have in our society today. Diabetes, cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, you name it. So this is a concerted effort by the NFL Alumni Association to not only address the issue of obesity with former players, but also with regular folks like us. So if you want to join the challenge, you can go to the website. You can sign up there. If you don't, not sure, you don't know what to do, you can also come to our website, which is btpsportstalk.com. Fill out the contact form. We will be in touch with you. You'll be assigned a coach. I'm happy to share that I have now been certified as a coach as well. So I'm able to share my experiences and everything that's, you know, I'm doing on the program. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have peaks and valleys. We're here to pull. We pull you through. And there's nobody better to get you through the hole than a former lineman. 100%. I'm just saying.
Ask Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
What Joe Theismann said, when Joe Theismann sat between us.
Yeah.
Man, I feel comfortable in this pocket.
Yeah, he said he called it the cradle of love.
The cradle of love. That's right. That's right.
I am also happy to share that we have another member of the media who has now joined the program. And it is my good friend Patrick Creighton
from
ESPN 97.5 here in Houston. So we'll be in touch with him, and you know, he's literally just starting his journey. So we'll be happy to share his progress as we go along as well. So stay tuned for information on that. But you know, obviously that being said, nothing but just go ahead and grab that weigh-in. So let's do it.
And of course, for all your nutrition needs, Brock Nutrition will be accepting clients by next week. So for all your nutrition needs, stay tuned. Brock Nutrition, we got you covered. So let's go to the scale. Let's take our Instagram followers with us. Looking like an old man.
How you flip this? How you flip this thing?
There we go.
Last week we were at 342. Is that correct?
Sorry, I'm gonna give myself a little room. I got some big feet.
Feet? Yeah, I said feet. I'm country.
At 341.2.
Hey. It's going in the right direction.
Yes.
It's going in the right
341.2. And as right, I didn't even mention that, and I want to give a great shout out to my man, Dr. Sanders, who's my orthopedics surgeon, orthopedic doctor. I had a really bad knee injury that he's been treating. So I had a bunch of fluid and stuff that I retained. And Dr. Nelson got me right. Because like this time yesterday, I couldn't even get out of bed and walk. So Dr. Nelson got me right. I went to him in his office today, and this is the Sanders Orthopedic Clinic here in Houston. If you have a chance, go check them out. If you got, you know, need for anything, Dr. Sanders got me right, man. So he called me this morning to say how the big fella was doing. He said, listen, man, here's what I want you to do. He gave me some treatment options and things that, you know, to take better care of my knee and stuff going forward. He said, man, listen, I don't want to give you no more shots anymore. What I'd rather do is go to a basketball game, hang out with you or something.
That's right.
So thank you, Dr. Sanders, for getting me back on my feet.
Literally.
Literally.
Now, I've been traveling with this cat for 9 years, right? Outside of football, after football.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him at his worst with that knee.
Mm-hmm.
When we were in Vegas for the draft,
mm-hmm.
it got to a point if Cliff is listening, we almost had to carry him.
Mm-hmm.
It was that bad. And I think I told y'all before, the first day that we were in Vegas, we walked 9 miles
mm-hmm.
working. Not when I looked at my watch, it said 13 miles. I walked 4 on my own that morning, and my watch said 13. So that meant that we had walked 9 miles,
right?
And he was feeling it.
Yeah.
So I've seen the worst of him with that knee.
And then, like I said, it ties back to the wellness program, because uh-huh. I also had issues. We went to cover the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, and I'm telling you, like, these guys were literally about to carry me out of there. I was that bad. And since I've been on the program, I don't have those excessive joint pain issues mm-hmm. that I used to have. This testimony right here. This ain't theory. I don't get out of bed anymore and feel like somebody came in. Yo, what's the movie with homegirl with the sledgehammer, and she hit homeboy?
Oh, Misery.
I used to feel like that every morning, like somebody came with a sledgehammer and bashed my knees and my ankles when I'm getting out of bed every morning. I don't feel that anymore because of the pressure taken off my joints through this wellness program, through this weight loss journey. So I'm so thankful for the NFL Alumni Association for picking me in that program. And, you know, we got so many things going on. We're actually going to make an appearance on the Fox 26 morning news this Tuesday coming up. I'm not going to say who's going to be on there, but you know him. I'll leave it at that. So check out the Fox 26 Morning News. If you're in Houston, check out Fox 26 Morning News 9 a.m. segment or so. Check out my boy Hollywood, Nate Griffin.
What up, Nate?
And, you know, saying so just be prepared for that as well. But we're so thankful for all of your support. Everyone out there, thank you for all the messages, the encouragement, to push forward. And you know, like I said, we're about halfway. We're a little bit past halfway through the journey, at least from what we started. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna keep pushing, man. This is a forever change. This is a new game plan. This is not something that we do just to get by. This is an entirely new game plan for this life thing, man.
So. That's right. And another thing that not only will losing weight make you look better, it'll make you feel better, but taking that excess weight off of your joints will help your joints right. as well. And trust me.
And that's literally what Dr. Sanders told me mm-hmm. this morning.
Will take that weight. Y'all know I've lost over 100 pounds. My joints feel better. And another thing, and I'm going to give y'all some free game. I'm going to give y'all something I'm going to be charging people for. If you got joint issues, get you some type 2 collagen by BioCell. Listen, I've been on it for about 2 months, and they ain't paying me. But I'm going to tell you not what yet. Works. Exactly. They ain't paying me yet.
Collagen people, if you're listening.
Type 2 collagen by BioCell. I've been on it about 2 months. And listen, my joints have never felt better. Yeah. So free game. Free game for y'all. So that's it, man. Join the movement. Join the movement. Y'all know us. Those of y'all who really know us personally, mm-hmm. y'all know how much we both like to eat. Y'all both know the things that we used to eat. Mm-hmm. So for us to be able to do this, to make a healthy lifestyle change, to change the way we eat, we've always worked out because we've been ball players, mm-hmm. but to change how we work out.
Right.
I'm not lifting 300 and 400 pounds no more now. I'm lifting 200, 225. That's right. It.
That's it.
You know, because we're lifting different. We're training different. We're not training anymore. I've never worked out.
Right.
I trained.
Right.
We didn't work There's out. A difference. We trained.
Right.
Now we're working out for our health and for our wellness.
Right.
You know, so y'all saw my video this morning. I just got done getting my miles in, you know, so join the movement, man. Seriously. And nothing that we've said, nobody is paying us for none of this.
Nope.
He's not getting paid for this.
Not yet.
You know, yeah, right. Exactly. Not getting paid for this. This is just what we like to do, man. We want to give y'all free game. So, yeah, man. So let's talk about some things that have happened off the field. We'll start with Earl Thomas because he's a local guy.
Yeah.
He's from Orange, Texas, which ain't too far from here in Houston. Mm-hmm. Earl was arrested. Mm-hmm. Earl was accused, allegedly. We'll always use the word allegedly here. Mm-hmm. He allegedly threatened to poison his ex-wife and their children. Okay. We had a good conversation about this before we came on the air, yeah. and I hope we can replicate it.
Yeah.
It don't usually work that way, but right. let's hope we can replicate yeah. that conversation. Go ahead.
This is where I'm at a loss for, and again, these are allegations that haven't been proven yet in a court of law. Mm-hmm. But I'm at a loss for how a guy like Earl Thomas, who was on his way to being a Hall of Fame, surefire Hall of Famer.
Hands down.
One of the members of the legendary Legion of Boom defense, who I think still had some mileage left on him in the league, who still had value prior to what happened in Baltimore. And I was even taken back from, okay, yeah, he had a fight in practice. Like, people fight on foot. You play football and you care about football, you're going to fight somebody. Mm-hmm. I had no problem with him fighting another teammate because he was out of position. Hey, it happens, especially as his training camp is hot. You're frustrated. You're tired. In the film room. You're tired. Mm-hmm. You're angry. You're upset. You're not mad at that person. You're mad at all the other stuff around it. So I didn't have a problem with it. I'm on record for saying some other teams should have given him a chance last year until stuff like this comes out. Man, what in the hell are you thinking, Earl? If this is true, what in the hell are you thinking? First of all,
he's not.
You should never, ever, ever reach a point to where, regardless of what's going on in your relationship, when you want to physically harm another human being because of something that y'all have from a relationship perspective, you got problems, man.
It's time to go.
You can get some damn help. Stop worrying about trying to play, because he sent a message to Adam Schefter Yeah, I still don't got no damn respect for you, you roach. He sent a message to Adam Schefter. Hey, man, can you send a tweet out to all of the teams? Send a message to all the teams. Let them know I'm still available and I'm interested in playing and I've been working out, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, he knows how to use the he's smart to go to the roach guy to get him to spread the word. Because a professional player or a professional athlete would have went through his agent. You would have shown film. You would show things he's doing in the community. You would show, okay, I made a mistake. I'm making amends for it. I'm getting mental health counseling and whatnot. I am physically, mentally, emotionally prepared to return to the league. If you're willing and you're interested, please reach out to my agent. We love to schedule a conversation and a workout. I can show you that I can still contribute to your organization on and off the field. Mm-hmm. That's the way you do it, ET. But for you to reach the point that you literally want to put in writing, because allegedly there's text messages, mm-hmm. that you're threatening to kill your ex-wife and your kids, man, you got deeper issues, man. You don't, the football is to be the last damn thing on your mind.
For real.
You are making life-threatening comments to people that you're supposed to love and care for, man. Your right. children, man. I got no words for it. As far as I'm concerned, if the allegations are true, you should never even look at another football field.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Now, having issues with your wife or your woman right. is one thing. Now, it's not cool to threaten anybody
never.
Or to
never.
Have those kind of feelings toward anybody.
Never.
Much less your children.
Right.
Who I can understand somebody pushing you to the point where you may say something out of character. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll kill you. I'll poison you or whatever. I'm not saying it's cool.
Right.
But we understand it happens.
Right.
But them kids.
Right.
Them kids ain't done nothing to nobody. Right. Them kids don't deserve none of that smoke.
Right.
You know, so that's when you know there's something wrong. And I'm going to be honest. Like I told you off the air. Now, I'm not going to say who or where, because I don't want to give any clues to who it was. But I used to work with one. I told you I used to work with Earl Thomas's cousin mm-hmm. here in Houston at a job, particular job I had. And that person, I ain't gonna say whether it's male or female, that person told me Earl has always been a little bit off. When we were coming up as kids, he was always a little bit off, honestly. And that's my cousin. Mm-hmm. And when he made it to the NFL, when he got big, when he started making money and being famous and making pros and all that stuff, it got a little bit worse because now he had a sense of arrogance. He said, well, I guess I just blew it. He said that we grew up together and I went to one of his camps. And when I saw him, he acted like he didn't know me. Mm. So the fame on top of him already having some apparent mental issues, the fame and the money went to his head a bit, and now he has a sense of arrogance mm-hmm. and a sense of narcissism, which mm-hmm. makes that worse. So I'll say this, and this is something that we don't say enough about black men. Well, that most media don't say enough about black men. Do I hope he goes and rots in hell in prison? No. I hope that man gets the help that he needs.
Right.
Because when any other race or anybody else has problems, mm-hmm. it's, oh, it's mental health. Mm-hmm. Oh, he needs help. He needs help. Mm-hmm. But when we do things like that, mm-hmm. he's just a menace to society.
Right.
No, we have mental health issues too.
Yes.
So clearly that brother has mental health issues.
Right.
And I hope that he gets the help that he needs.
Right.
If any man who threatens to kill his own children,
you need help.
Has and mind you, this man was a safety and he was known for how hard he hit.
Right.
So what does that tell you? There's probably some elements
right.
of TBI.
Right.
There's something that I know very well.
Right.
There's probably some elements of brain damage.
Right.
Maybe even some CTE.
Yeah.
Get that man some help.
Right.
Get that man some help.
Black folks, I'm going to talk to y'all for a second.
Yep.
Y'all stop making fun of people
yes.
when they bring up things such as this. This mm-hmm. this is where you, if you give a damn about it, them, this is where you encourage them to get help.
Correct.
It should not be frowned upon in our community for you to go get mental health counseling when you're having problems, mm-hmm. when you're not sure, when you have these type of issues. This is when it's perfectly okay. We need to make it cool to go address mental health issues. We got to stop frowning and clowning people when they say that they're having a thing. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, the opposite of that is you have a lot of folks today that use mental health as a cop out.
Correct.
We all deal with stress. We all have good and bad days. This, to me, is clearly a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. You having a bad day because you got a little bit short on the rent? You need a part-time job and probably need to go to church a little bit or something. But that's not, to me, that's not a mental health issue. You know, saying we're going to all go through struggles in life. But when you reach a point like this or something mm-hmm. similar to this where you want to inflict harm upon yourself or someone else, or you're hearing things that you don't normally hear, or you're thinking things that you normally don't, please pick up their phone and call somebody mm-hmm. and get somebody's help.
Yep.
And if you see this from someone, don't ignore it. Don't just say, no.
Don't
they
laugh at
need
them.
Help.
Don't make fun
you
of them.
You should treat that mm-hmm. as if they fallen and they, you know, they're on the ground and, you know, you don't know what's wrong with them. You, the same way that we would call 911 is the same way you need to get intervene and get that person some help.
Man. Correct.
For real.
100%. So, you know, Earl Thomas, and mind you, he was on the run for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They
he just got arrested at the Texas border down in
Louisiana.
Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Orange is, for you guys who don't know, Orange is like the last
Louisiana's backyard.
Right. It's the last county in Texas before right. you get to Louisiana. That's where he's from. And that another thing that shows you that he probably ain't all there.
Right.
You know, the police are looking for you and you go home.
Right.
You go to your hometown, which is right. this big to begin with.
Right.
Come on, man.
There's also an allegation here, looking at the report, that the ex-wife told police that Earl had begun threatening her via text, including a text message on the April 18th. And he told her he just bought two guns that day and then he would kick her ass. That was on April 18th. April 22nd is when he contacted Adam Schefter to send out the message. So,
right.
You're not prepared to play football again, man.
Like, and that's what we know.
Right.
We don't know what happened before that.
Right.
Or in the meantime. And we right. all remember that thing, it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
When he and his brother got caught in an Airbnb yeah. with some other women. Yeah. And this guy had the nerve to put it on his personal Snapchat mm-hmm. that his wife had his Snapchat password.
Right.
And he put videos of him with another woman on that Snapchat.
Yeah.
Do people who have are do perfectly sane people do that?
No. No. See, he needs some help, man.
Yeah.
So we wish you the best, Earl. You and your family, man. I hope that you find a way to get it together, man. Even if it means you don't play football no more, to hell with football, man. This yeah. is life, bro.
Yeah.
So please, someone who's in his circle, someone grab that man by the hand and make damn sure that he gets some help.
Well, they got Period. Him now. So yeah. now, hopefully, the authorities don't just.
Well, I hope that they give him help and not institutionalize bingo. Him. We don't want bingo. Him. He's not going to do a service to his children or anyone else by being locked up. He needs to get the mental health and treatment that he needs to, to return to being a good father and a good citizen again.
There you go. Then you took the words out of my right. mouth. Hopefully, the system and the state of Texas is typically pretty good about getting people the help that they need. I used to work in the Texas system, so I understand. Mm-hmm. I hope they don't just look at him as another black man that's a menace to society mm-hmm. and say this man needs help, and they get him some help.
Yeah,
you know, and it's there, and it ain't cost ain't a problem because he got money,
right?
So whatever help he needs to get, he can afford it,
right?
Right. So shout out to ET, man. Hopefully, he gets the help that he needs yeah. now. Let's go to Mr. Jerry Jeudy. Mm. This okay. one, this was a little bit different. This is, I'll let you lead this okay. one because I know how you feel about this.
Let
one.
Me start off with a little bit of preface here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have spoken a million times about domestic abuse. Anybody, regardless of gender, whoever you may be, if you put your hands in a threatening or violent manner, or you commit acts of violence towards your domestic partner, your ass need to go to jail. Period. Period. No question about that. There's no excuse for you ever to reach the point that you need to put your hands or weapons or whatever to cause physical harm to someone else because you're upset about what's going on in y'all personal relationship or whatever. However, comma, we are reaching a very dangerous precedent where women are being weaponized to do whatever they want when they get in their feelings. I'm going to say it, and it needs to be said. There is a strong movement that is creating toxic feminism. Here's what I mean. First of all, even to step away for this for a second, Adrian Peterson, Hall of Fame running back, trying to get he still wants to play football. Mm-hmm. He was working out and, you know, trying to market himself to teams. Hey, man, I could come in to be a backup for you, or try to get one more year out of his first ballot Hall of Fame career.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would have been a first call, because this is now going to be a ding on it regardless. So the story on that is, no, AP is the first ballot, man.
I don't think it'll be a ding on it.
Yeah, you don't think? I don't ever question the power of the women's movement, I guess you can
say.
That's
true, too.
So he's on the plane, and first of all, you got to have some tact. When y'all are in disagreement, whatever, it's a time and a place for everything. So the story is, and this is documented through the police report, they get on a plane and they get into an argument. She stands up, she starts yelling on the plane. She stands up and starts yelling on the plane. Not him.
At him.
AP's cool. Hey, sit your ass down. Calm down. You know what I'm saying? We talk about this later. No, I want to talk about it now. So she starts yelling, screaming, cussing at other people that's trying to get her to sit her ass down and shut up. So he finally gets her to sit down. He said, look, he took the ring off. Look, you're not getting this back until you calm your ass down. And you know what I'm saying? Basically, he's trying to tell her, you're not acting like a wife right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're acting like a damn fool. Of course, the airline personnel contact the local PD.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who gets taken off the plane in handcuffs?
Adrian Peterson.
Right. Now, any chance that he had of possibly getting on with another team, out of there.
Gone.
Out of there. Regardless of the fact that the LA County Sheriff's made it clear they are not pressing charges. There was not enough evidence. There was no physical marks, no type of any signs of domestic. And Adrian Peterson never had a history of domestic abuse ever.
He had that one incident where
he
spanked his child.
He a country boy. He went and got a switch and whipped his kid's ass for not doing what he said. That's what country folk do. In case y'all don't know, I got whoopings.
Didn't you get whoopings? Yeah,
you damn right. So, but anyway, he doesn't have a history of being a domestic abuse kind of guy.
Nope.
So any chance he had, because the team just don't want to deal with the smoke, especially an aging guy that, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't worth it at this point.
It ain't worth it. I can go get a young kid for $300,000 a year,
yep,
and I don't have to deal with none of that. Yep. So for all intents and purposes, his career is over.
Yeah.
Because of that.
It was probably over anyway, but
it should be because he can't play.
Correct.
Not because of this BS.
Right.
So as a part of them, and this is what I'm trying to understand, they dropped the charges. There's no criminal charge.
None.
But the judge ordered him to go to counseling. What about the wife?
Right. Who started the whole thing?
Who's going to teach her not to act like a complete jackass in public because you and your feelings about whatever it was that's going on between you and your husband?
Right.
She needs to go to counseling too, so she can learn how to behave like an adult in public. But that doesn't happen because the feminist movement has created this sense of fear that, oh, you're attacking the victim. She's not a damn victim, y'all. Mm-hmm. She was whatever it was that they had going on. That's none of our business. It's grown folk business. But you got to learn how to conduct yourself with some damn sense.
On a plane full of people who saw everything that happened, how you think they got the facts for the police report?
Right.
A plane full of people. Right. That's how we got all the information.
The whole plane full of people saying, no, it was her.
Right.
And they came and arrested him. He spent the night in jail
yep.
because of her.
Yep.
Where's the accountability for her?
Yep.
Toxic feminism. So I say that to transition over to this story. This is yet another example of a woman using the power of her cries to hold a guy accountable for something that she don't like. That she didn't break the law.
Yep.
He pissed you off. There's no legal ramifications for me pissing you off.
Right.
Right. So this is the scary precedent that we're talking about. That's being said, you should never be able to have uniform officers to come put handcuffs on someone, take them to jail, take them into custody, and put their livelihood at jeopardy because you're crying when there's not an actual situation and then there's no repercussions.
Correct. Correct. Look at Brian Banks.
Right.
The poster child. Girl accused him of rape.
Mm-hmm.
This man was a 5-star recruit mm-hmm. coming out of high school in, I think, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Georgia. Was going to USC, full ride scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Girl said he raped him. He raped her. He goes to prison. Career gone.
Mm-hmm.
After this man has spent all this time in prison, she comes back and says, "Eh, he pissed me off, so I lied."
Mm-hmm. And it's documented. It's on video.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she got a multi-$1 million settlement.
Right.
Where are the repercussions?
Nothing. She's walking free right
now.
With all that money.
His career happened.
He got a shot later when he got out of prison in Atlanta.
But it wasn't the same.
But you football, you're not going to spend.
He had no college career. Nope. He like all that development time. He spent those years in prison.
In prison. He wasn't the same.
Where are the repercussions?
Right.
For that action.
That's it.
It's honestly, she could do it again if she won't.
Yep.
Where are the repercussions for that?
Yep.
Toxic feminism.
Yep.
Time to have a conversation, y'all. So that being said, this is the story of what happened with Jerry Jeudy. At least according to her testimony, as well as the police report, because now she's asking for the charges to be dropped. Apparently, sometime her and I'm talking about the spouse. I don't even know her name. That's not important. They get into an argument. Jerry Jeudy basically locks the house, locks the cars. Basically, you know, get the F off my property. Whatever. They're not legally married.
Nope.
It's his property right now. Sorry, y'all not legally married. That's his stuff. So he tell you leave, you really need to leave.
By law,
you need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this big blow up. They have this big argument. He locks the vehicle. He locks the house up. Basically, get the F out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
She calls the police. And guess what? Anybody want to take a wild guess at what happens? Yeah, he's arrested. Jerry Jeudy, first round draft pick, a young man who's on the verge of evolving towards being a star.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be going into his third year. So this is his year where he's going to prove that he's worth a second deal. And again, guys, this is on and off the field. So NFL teams like this kind of stuff. Cause they're like, yeah, we know you caught 130 passes. We know that you had 1600 yards of scrimmage. You had 16 touchdowns, but you had this domestic incident. Our risk management team don't think we should sign you to a 5-year contract. We would give you a 3-year deal and we're guaranteed this is the type of stuff that NFL owners and NFL teams use to cop out from properly compensating players. So there's a huge financial stake involved here.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls the police and has this man arrested. And what's the actual charge? Do you have that on?
Second degree criminal tampering, indicating interference with another person's property with intent to cause injury, inconvenience, or annoyance. Includes a domestic violence enhancer.
You listen to how that sounds.
What?
Domestic violence enhancer.
What?
He literally did not touch her.
Nothing.
According to the police reports and her testimony. Where does domestic violence tie into that?
He put her out. He locked, and you know, some people will say, oh, well, they live together and this, that, and the other, but they're not legally married. House is in his name. All the cars are in his name, mm-hmm. bought with his money. He locked the house, locked her out of the house. He locked all the cars and he said, peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I agree with that? No.
But that's not our business.
But that's what I'm getting at. Do I agree with that? No. No. But is he legally wrong? No. No. Now, they have a 1-month-old child together.
Mm-hmm.
So that adds another element to it because he put her out along with the child. So mm-hmm. that's another element mm-hmm. that you have to add to it. But legally speaking, he's well within his rights to put her out and to lock his vehicles and say, go on about your business. We don't know what happened. We don't know what she did.
Right.
Right. But from a legal perspective, now this man has a domestic, which I'm sure the charges will probably get dropped,
mm-hmm.
but it will never get dropped from the court of public opinion.
Right.
And people will not forget it.
Right.
And like you said, when his contract negotiation comes up, and look, like you said, Jerry Jeudy is on the verge of stardom.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos just got Russell Wilson.
Right.
They will contend this year.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that affects the team?
I think number one is something going into camp, and then the timing. They're about to start OTAs and mini camp and stuff.
They just had rookie camp.
Rookie camp last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the teams, you know, and the players themselves start figuring out, okay, how are we going to operate this season? This is not a big one. This is a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Anything outside of football operations is a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So their media, their PR team is going to have to take some time to deal with this. His agent is probably working overtime to deal with this kind of stuff, because we don't know what type of other deals he had that's tied to his performance. It's tied to this. Like, hey, you know, you guys make the playoffs, it triggers this deal. Some of those potential sponsors may back out, or they may soften their position on sponsoring him. The man is a brand. Jerry Jeudy is a brand. Mm-hmm. He's a business.
Yep.
And anything that's a threat to him from a legal perspective or for a societal moral acceptance court of opinion type deal is a threat to the business. So they're looking at that from that perspective. He's going to have to pay lawyers to deal with the foolishness with the court.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't paying it. She ain't running no route. She ain't catching no passes. She ain't bringing in no income.
Check this out.
That's his money that's going to have to resolve this.
Check this part out. A temporary protection order is now in place, meaning neither side can make contact with the other. Though the accuser of the alleged case said in court she was not looking for a no contact order.
Mm-hmm.
No plea was made. Following the arrest, Sheriff Tyler Brown clarified the accuser is the mother of Judy's 1-month-old daughter, but that no physical contact was made as part of the incident. Deputies were dispatched, Brown explained, after the woman asked for a keep the peace situation, alleging Jeudy had her property and could not access it.
Right.
What part of that means domestic violence?
Ella, yeah. Matter of fact,
one more thing. Richard Sherman.
Right.
Remember his situation, mm-hmm, where he went to his wife's father's house, right, and tried to break the door down?
Mm-hmm.
He got hit with a domestic violence because of that. Mm-hmm. That qualifies in Washington State,
mm-hmm,
as domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So that net of domestic violence is so wide.
Right.
Where when we were coming up, domestic violence was
you put physical contact. Right.
No physical contact.
Right.
She admitted that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
What you got?
Well, where was I going to go with this? Shoot, I forgot. Anyway. But yeah, it's a scary precedent that, you know, they're able to do this when it's simply a disagreement between two grown folks.
Yeah.
And the ramifications are not equal, because nothing's going to ever happen to her for this.
Nothing.
Even if it's true or not, if it's a bold-faced lie, it don't matter.
Yep.
Nothing will ever happen to her, because the law protects, you know, women, and they know that they have this tool that they can use. Okay, you pissed me off. Okay, let me get some badges, mm-hmm, over here. See what you think then.
And that's all it was.
Right.
That's all it was. She called the police on him, probably just being petty,
mm-hmm,
and look what it turned into.
Mm-hmm.
But they're young at, mm-hmm, the same time. We were 22 and 23 at one time.
Right.
So, you know, as 45, 46 year old men who've lived life, we're twice their age. So we know a little bit more and a little bit better than them. But still, once you become a professional athlete and you have that kind of money and that kind of status notoriety, you got to do things a little bit differently.
Well, once you become a male athlete,
oh yeah,
because remember, we talked about this on this show.
Yep.
Hope Solo beat the living hell out of her husband and her children.
Yep.
She whooped their ass.
Yep.
She needs help. She needs counseling. No, she physically assaulted her ex-husband and her children.
Twins, yep.
Then she turned around and gets passed out drunk with her babies in the car.
In the backseat.
And she needs help. She needs counseling. Where's the accountability? Because if we're addressing the issue of domestic abuse, it means the abuser who caused the harm is the one that should have to pay.
Male, female, rich,
right,
poor, black,
whatever,
white,
you want to call
whatever
yourself. Right.
Everybody needs to be held accountable,
right,
for their actions.
Right.
Equally.
Right.
Equally.
And the sad part is that with this card being played so often, and I to me, it kind of, I use the analogy that with, and that's, this gonna piss some folks off too. We don't care. You see the name?
That's right.
It bastardizes the movement because the real issue with domestic violence is gonna get watered down when you start getting all these wolf cry complaints.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, people gonna start turning a blind eye to the real issue. The real issue is domestic partners who cause harm, who threaten, who harass, who bully their partners. Mm-hmm. For one reason or another. Not, I wasn't happy with what Jerry said Saturday night, so I'm going to get him in trouble.
Right.
That's the problem with this. To me, it equates to, and I'm just going to, like I said, we're going to piss some people off. This equates to the bastardization of the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
The civil rights movement is for our forefathers.
Yep.
That marched on the line to get voting rights in the 60s, who got whooped by police nightsticks, who got dogs turned on them, yep, who got water hoses turned on them, who got fake election ballots, yep, turn at the ballots. We had polling locations closed. We had the same credentials as their white male counterparts that couldn't get hired. They get systemically longer sentences than their white counterparts for the same crime in the same jurisdiction. That's the civil rights movement. Not, oh, I'm coming out the closet. No. To me, I don't care what y'all say. That's your movement. The civil rights movement is our forefathers that died and got punished and got beaten and got robbed of opportunities to move forward. That's civil rights.
And we still paying for that.
And we still paying for that.
In 2022, we still
paying for that. And you hop on the piggyback and you get the same benefits of affirmative action, mm-hmm, housing, all the other stuff. And it, to me, it waters down the movement because you still was born a white male or white female or whatever, or mm-hmm, Hispanic male, female, whatever. You change your gender, for example. You change your sexual orientation. Now, all of a sudden, you're classified as a minority. You get the same benefits that me and Mitch get because now you're classified as a minority. But did your fathers ever get beat for trying to vote?
A great man once said, in the words of the great Chris Rock, there ain't a white man in this room that would trade places with me, and I'm rich.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
If that's not America, there ain't a white man in the world,
right,
that would trade his skin for anything any black man got.
Right.
Chris Rock said it best.
Right.
100%. 100%. But we unfortunately are out of time. This has been a lit show. Thank you guys for joining us. We just going through the comments, and thank you guys for participating. Look at this. See, that's what I'm talking about. My yes. man Q. This man is in the bullpen running the show, and he's commenting on what we talking about. That I like a man that can multitask like that. Shout out to my man Q. But Cliff, thanks for coming through. RJ, Rich's nephew, coming through. Minnie, my beautiful wife, Leroy, Ray Bell, what's up, man?
Rocket Ray.
Raj,
thank you. One of these days when your rockets don't suck so much, we'll get you on the show so you can talk about it. They're not worth talking about right now, but
nah.
when they worth talking about again, we'll get you on the show.
No. And one final note for today's show. We all know the NFL schedule dropped, and Cowboys and Lions on October 23rd in Dallas. Don't be surprised if you look up and you see two individuals that you may recognize at that game.
Yes.
I'll be there for sure.
Yeah.
100,000%.
Yeah.
So that's it, y'all. This has been a great show.
Now, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe
100%.
On the podcast platforms. You name it, iHeart, Google Podcasts, like, follow us on those podcast platforms. That's mm-hmm. what pay the bills.
Yep. Believe, BLEAV.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Google, anywhere where you can get podcast, we are on. And of course, make sure you like, share, subscribe on all of our social media platforms. You all know because you're here. On Facebook is BTP Sports Talk. You know because you're here, and that is BTP_sports on Instagram, BTP Sports on Twitter. Of course, my personal Twitter is Mr. M Brock. That's my PlayStation handle. My Twitter handle is BigMBrock67. We got the DA, Great Sports Morpheus, on Twitter. Thank you guys for joining. We love you. Thank you for your support. And we'll see you next week.